Like I say, I'm thankful to be here tonight. And what I've been able to feel already. I was sleeping last night. I'll preach in a minute, but I got to get this off of me. I was sleeping last night, and I woke up, I guess, about 3 o'clock or so. And I had a long week, I'll be honest with you. I got up early every day and went and done things that I needed to do and was going to do. And I was tired. I ain't gonna lie to you. I was tired. And my plan was to go to church this morning. Was gonna go home and rest and relax before we get back to work tomorrow. And I was looking forward to it. And then I had a dream last night. It woke me up about 3 o'clock. And I dreamed that I had a text message from somebody. Said you need to preach. I got up and checked my phone, and there wasn't nothing on there. So I laid back down and went to sleep. When I woke up this morning at 8 o'clock, I seen a text message from Brother Randy. So I guess that was the Lord's doing, him getting me prepared, because I dreamed a lot last night. Would you have it if I told you that? I dreamed a lot. And I think that a lot of times us as Christians, God can talk with us and walk with us in different ways. And I believe that sometimes in my life that He's talked to me through some of my dreams, that He might have showed me some things that I may not remember that next morning, but on down throughout the sands of time, it'll come back to me, and I'll remember something that He might have showed me. And we went and watched a movie last night, and I got some familiar scripture. And look, I know it ain't Christmas, but when Brother Randy texts me, this is what I had on my heart. We went and watched a movie last night about Christmas, and about a Christmas play in a church. And I'll be honest with you, it just blessed my soul real good. We got to the end of that movie, and I felt myself feeling like the Spirit was getting poured all over me. And I got to thinking when I went to sleep last night that I was able to see God yesterday. I told Brother Randy a while ago when the brother got up and sang, I said, I didn't know he even sung, but he can sing, that's for sure. And Randy said, yes, he can. I told Randy, I said, if we go home right now, I can say that I saw God today, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that as we go out our days in our life, I'm thankful that if we're walking with God and He's walking with us, I'm thankful that there's not a day that goes by that He doesn't make an appearance unto us to be a help unto us tonight. I got to thinking about this movie we watched last night about a Christmas play, and I'm going to get to preach in a minute, but I got to say this, and I don't know why, but this movie was about a Christmas play, and there was some bad kids in the community that everybody despised. Seemed like all they did was start trouble and create strife amongst the community, and they didn't have much of nothing. Would you have it? They were as poor as they could be. Would you have it? And that everybody here in this church, they had a way they did this Christmas play. It was the same way every year. Susie over here was Mary. Jonathan over here was Joseph. This little girl was this angel. He was a wise man. They had things the way they had done it, and they had done it that way for years. But these kids heard that they were some, I know this might sound silly, this is what I got right now. These kids heard that they might be some food here at this church after this play. So you know what they did? Her and this, all these little kids, this whole little family showed up for the food. They showed up for the food. And as they go on the movie, she stands up and says she wants to be married. She's going to do it. And she gives parts to all of her brothers and sisters. And they were bad kids. They weren't good. They were just like we were when we were out there lost and undone. But at the end of this movie, you can see on this little girl's face that her countenance was changed. Something had happened in her heart. And it was a blessing to me. And that's all I've been able to think about since last night. So as I get ready to read this scripture, this is what I got. Listen, I know it ain't Christmas, but I guess I ain't one to tell God what I should and shouldn't preach. So if you want to read with me, I'm going to read out of St. Matthew chapter 1. I'm going to read and start in verse 18. I'll read through 21, then I'll flip over in the second chapter and read maybe a verse. Bible says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example out of her, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take thee unto Mary, thy wife, for that which she is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save the people from their sins. Flip over to the second chapter of this. I'm going to read just one verse, verse number 10. The Bible says, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. As I got to watching this movie last night, and I've got to thinking and seeing this little baby up there, and it kept panning back and forth from the time that the movie was taking place to back in the day when it was just Mary and Joseph in a little old manger out there. I started thinking about all the things that this child was going to do. I started thinking about all the things that this child that we're looking at had done for me. And I started bubbling up with happiness and exceedingly great joy. Then I realized as I read my Bible tonight that I was just looking on the star, praise God. And when we live our life the way we're supposed to be, we walk with God and He walks with us, and we go out into the dark world. They may never tell us, but if we're living a life of light in front of them, they are rejoicing greatly this evening. I got to thinking about all the people that were around me when I was lost and undone, and I was living in darkness. And I got to thinking about how the light kept creeping into my life. That same light that was creeping into my life when I was lost and undone was the same light laying in that little manger. It was the same light that the three wise men rejoiced greatly about. And it was the same light that Herod feared greatly tonight. I got to thinking about this, and I got to pondering on it when I was sitting there in that movie theater, and I could see that little girl's countenance change, and I started thinking about the king over there. I started thinking about the king when he seen the writing on the wall, how his countenance was changed. I started thinking about the king when he come over there and he interpreted that dream for him, interpreted the writing, and he said that one of the words was tekel, and it said that he was weighed in the balances and found wanting. I got to thinking about how that was where I was one day in my life, and thanks be unto God, somebody had looked upon the star at one time in theirs. They were living a life of light in front of me, and it started casting some of the darkness out, and the light got in. Yeah. I started thinking as this little girl was looking at baby Jesus in this play, and this might sound silly, but this is what I got. You could see her countenance change. You could see the tears start rolling down her face. I started thinking about Hayden down here at Stoner's. The night that he got saved in the church house, I was sitting over there looking, questioning if everybody was praying for him. Everybody thought that surely Hayden might be lost and undone. And every year after we went in revival and out of revival, seems like he sat there and didn't really move. But there was a night this year in our summer revival when I looked over there on Hayden's face and his countenance was changed. Amen. All he could do was rejoice greatly because he had seen the star of Jesus Christ. He knew that he was no longer alone, and all he could do was cry out that night. I know this is a Christmas message, but this is what I got. I know sometimes I think about things when I'm getting ready to preach, and I tell myself, I ought not to preach that. It ain't that time. It ain't ready. I shouldn't do that. But who dare me question the Lord? Because you know what He done for me? He done everything that this world couldn't do tonight. Brother Daniel was preaching down at Stoner's this morning. He got over on the man at the pool of Bethesda. What happened to that man? The Lord told him to rise up and take thy bed and walk. Ain't that what he said? Ain't that what happened? Take thy bed and walk. You know why he was able to do that? Because he was in the presence of that star. Jesus that was in that manger, that same Jesus that was in the manger, was now standing before him, and he was ready to give him whatever he needed. You know what had to happen? He had to ask for it. I believe that woman at the well seen that same star. I do. I believe when Jonah was in the well, the belly of that fish out there in the water, I believe he turned and looked to that same star. I believe everything that we read about in this book is about Jesus Christ from the beginning to the end. I ain't got nothing new to preach to you other than a little baby that came and was born of a virgin, and she died, and he died for us and our sins. And now, because of that, we can have it all. You could see the little girl's countenance change last night when I was in that theater. Let me tell you something. This is how it works for Christians too, because not only could you see her countenance change, it started panning around the crowd. All these parents and adults in the church house that was rolling their eyes and making snarky comments about him, they started noticing something was a little different this night about this little girl. They started noticing her countenance was changed. You know what happened? All of a sudden, the Spirit came over them. They started crying. They started rejoicing because they were realizing that they were looking at Jesus himself. He can appear to us in all kinds of ways in our life. It might be from some brother we've never heard sing. Get up and sing a song. It might be from a kid giving a testimony, or it might be from a man of God delivering a message tonight. Yeah. God talks with us and deals with us in thousands and millions of different ways. It could be like me, and you could have had a dream last night. That was one thing last night. That was the Lord telling me, you're going to preach tomorrow night. That's what happened to me. Yeah. I believe that's what happened. I believe when this man over here, and he seen the writing on the wall, I believe that he knew what it was, and he just needed to be reassured because he didn't have faith in nothing. But I got faith in Jesus. Yeah. I got faith in that little baby that we seen in that movie last night that I just read about. I cast everything in my life at his feet, and I trust him with it. Yeah. That little baby that laid there that people make movies about, we do church plays about, we talk about, we see pictures of, we see decorations of. It's a lot more than that tonight. You know what? I found myself last night realizing that, you know what? Sometimes us as people here in this world, sometimes we get caught up in Christmas and all the things of Christmas. Would you have it? Sometimes I think we get caught up in Santa Claus. Sometimes I think you think we get caught up in all the gifts. But last night, the Lord came on me and showed me this is all that matters. Just like Santa Claus, Jesus came bearing gift too. Ain't that right? The greatest gift of all. As we get a verse of a song. I don't know why I preached a Christmas message tonight. Maybe it's because I had to go watch that Christmas movie. But I don't believe in coincidences. I don't believe that I woke up after watching that movie thinking about this last night, seeing a text message in my dream. And I don't believe it's a coincidence that I woke up with a text message from you. I believe the Lord works in the way he works. You know what? We will never understand it. You know, we'll never understand sometimes why he does the things that he does. But what I've learned in my short walk with him is if we trust him, we go with him, he will see us through tonight. Said when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Ain't that what happens to us when we're lost and undone and he appears to us? Ain't that what happens? I think we've seen that happen a few times at the revival up here this past summer. We've seen somebody go up and see the star and rejoice greatly. And just like all them people and all them adults back in that movie, we all rejoice with them. I love you tonight.